The hardest working podcast.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
Best in the world.
I'm running this monkey farm now, Frankenstein, and I want to know what the fuck you're doing with my time.
I'm a human being, God damn it! I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
This is Jeff from Misty Creek.
This is Christy from the Sugar Skulls. You are listening to
Not For Air Podcast.
Not For Air Podcast.
And welcome back to Not For Air Radio. Exactly. Yeah. 1 year anniversary. We did it, by God.
Didn't we have a 1 year anniversary like a month ago?
No, the other day.
Are you sure?
No. But
That was the first time you took an annually.
Oh, okay.
It was awesome. But no, really. We're going to be on Podunk Radio. And that laughing in background, as promised, is our good buddy Gentile, live in person this time and not on the phone. So that is epic as all hell. And we got Maddie Violence here, of course, and Matt. So this is good. What's up?
Not much.
We're here at the Rockstar. It's busy as hell.
Well, thank God DJ Dukin, or whatever the fuck his name is, got off stage.
That wasn't DJ Dukin.
Who was that?
J10.
Is it like J10?
Apparently Obama's an Illuminati. Once again, problem with that. Yeah. Problem with that. They're usually white. It's like Bert from the old days trying to be a White Lotus Ninja. Just not happening.
Right.
Not happening.
And then
the name white is not in it. Does not qualify you for being a White Lotus Ninja.
And as we learned the other day, no one listens, and Matt is a racial asshole.
I'm not a racial asshole. I quite clearly.
Wait. What made him a racial?
No. At the end of the show on Wednesday.
Yeah. To prove nobody was listening
except five people. He said all this horrible stuff that isn't true.
About what?
Everything. Hitler was right. He was saying that.
But you know what? That doesn't make him racist.
No. He said nigger
spoof. That makes him a jingoist.
He's a jingoist.
And then I believe at one point I was like,
it sounds better.
And I believe at one point I said the retard should be gassed.
Okay, well, see, I don't know what that would be called.
The moon landing wasn't faked. 9/11 wasn't.
Oh. The moon landing was fake.
Yeah, no.
I believe I also at one point said that, let's see, I supported Al-Qaeda, all sorts of shit.
No, you said you weren't going to say that because of Secret Service.
No, I was going to say something else.
You haven't alerted them yet, you have now.
But anyway, the good news is
I was going to make threats towards the president and decided to get that one, yeah.
What was that thing off the Simpsons?
Ask the Nuge about that.
Yeah. What was the thing we said about, that's right. You guys just plagiarized 12 pages of Lord of the Rings. And he said, screw Mad Dog 20 times. This isn't a review.
Yeah. Can someone explain this to me?
Oh, no.
Someone explain this
no.
to me. Someone
no.
explain this
oh,
to
no.
me.
I'm staying out of this.
No, yeah.
Fine.
No, don't.
Fine. Somebody
Matt,
explain this to
happy
me.
Happy show.
How the most useless goddamn motherfucker on the planet, who is apparently stalking us, can get his eyes fixed when he's quote-unquote the poorest man in the world, bro. It's almost like your rich daddy paid for it. And yet people who actually need it don't get what they deserve. I hope you die in a fiery car crash. I do. Or I hope you go blind. Well, I'd hope you go blind. If you went blind, people just feel bad for you because you're such a goddamn cockmonger liar. If you want to do something about it, you know where I am. I bet you know the show is on until you're listening to it because you are stalking us. You're so obsessed with us.
So, Not For Air Radio, 1 year, I came up with an idea to play music and out bands and do all this, and it's been good.
Way to fuck up the computer, Justin.
Yeah, no, this is good. We're at the Rockstar. A lot of good things coming up. We're going to be on Podunk Radio
Jordan's
now as well.
Be up here shortly.
Jordan's coming back. Cool.
Yeah, she had to go eat because she felt sick. So.
Right. And, of course, we got Gentile here. All right, you know what? You're right. Normally, I hog the mic and give him one of yours.
You're doing
it now. I'm going to give him mine. So, here.
Look, you Kermit the Frog-looking son of a bitch. Shut up and hand him the mic.
What do you want me to say?
Whatever. Have a conversation.
I don't know. There's a certain story dealing with cats that I think people would love to hear.
Everyone wants to hear the cat molester story.
Yeah.
Are you Jesse Body? Yeah. Are you governing the Jesse Body?
Justin used to violate cat asshole many years back.
You don't want it out because you're afraid it's real.
I mean, yeah, come on, Justin, like, it's okay. Didn't be comfortable with your sexuality. Didn't you like bestiality. It's okay.
Didn't he answer the door one time holding the cat with his pants unbuttoned?
At least I fuck dudes and not cats.
So, yeah, it's good to have you here. That episode you were on, the one we called you.
I still like to kill that bitch. That bitch's gonna die. I'm gonna cut that motherfucker. He's gonna fucking die.
Oh, you know what? I gotta do this because you said earlier that I could use that as a joke, like that I'm better than people. It's like how I. I just wanna make it clear to everybody. I'm not gonna give out details or names, but for the people that wanna sit there and tell me I suck, I just won the title.
Here, kitty,
you know what would be amazing?
Is anybody's cat's missing late tonight? That'll be Justin violating. That'll be Justin if you hear it meowing in the distance.
Hey, Justin has put the show.
Yeah, no. Really, though, congratulations on your title reign there, champ.
It'll last for a while.
No, that's good.
Try that chase.
How long has it been now since we got the belt for you? It's been a while. Like,
since
I almost
we got the belt.
No.
On my own, sir.
I'm talking about since we used to talk about trying to get you.
I know.
Yeah, it's been a while, but no, you did it.
I know. I see him punk this. It took me a long time to get there, but I got to the top. And you know what?
Money in the bank.
You know what?
Money in the face.
I'm gonna be a defending champion here. I'm gonna challenge any combatant out there, female.
Yeah,
come and join and fight for the title.
The current Mrs. McPatch is there is no belt
Miss
going after.
That
she
a
is
a.
What
are you talking about? We know it wasn't.
That's good. I don't care about your.
So therefore I am not in the title run anymore, and that's fine.
I know that's why that one chick needs to show up.
There you go.
Justin, you were never in the title.
Justin,
I had fun.
Lies.
You're getting old, and your testosterone level is dying. That your fucking little scrubbers.
And do me another favor, Justin. Quit telling everyone you were in an orgy when you just happened to be in a room when an orgy was taking place in.
But then, like, when girls started getting, like, other girls started getting involved and, like, flirting happened, it was like, well, I'm going at it, like, six times a day here, and I'm still wanting to go for more. Before, it was like, no, honey, just...
You can't even go one time a day anymore, man, Justin.
Tomorrow.
You want to find out, Mendo?
Would you say that it would turn to dust if you didn't?
No.
You mentioned last time, it's like it'd probably turn to dust if I blew it.
No.
I haven't done it in so long.
No, it would just be over with real quickly, probably.
What you used to say, it took you 4 hours when you were younger?
When I was like 13, yeah, 3-4 hours,
and
something like that.
30 seconds?
Oh, I heard it was 13. I said 30 seconds
on
last year, but I heard it. I heard, huh?
You got her knocked up on the
first
try.
Oh, I think he just stuck it in and it was just over. He just squirted all over himself. Because I remember years ago, my sister touched his leg and that he pre-came all over himself. Just touched him
Justin?
Like... No, not Justin.
Oh.
Chris, the asshole who I'd like to kill.
Wait, what's
Chris?
You don't know him.
You don't want to know him. He's a piece of
say,
shit.
If it's the same Chris I know. He still owes me a shitload of money and equipment.
No, he's an asshole. He caused me to lose my license for 10 years.
We should just corral up all the Chris's we hate and beat him to death. Call it the Chris
my ex's name was Chris. He's just got mental problems. He
okay,
does too many
we
drugs.
Don't like then. That's
he does too many drugs. It's all crystal meth warped his brain.
So are we playing any music today? Or?
Yeah,
yeah,
I got music.
Yeah, no, we got music coming up
here,
and stuff
yeah,
too.
It's the Meow Mix theme song.
Meow 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 meow.
I love what is it? How's it go? I love something. I love fish. It's like, but I love Justin.
I love chicken. I love fish. That's how it starts.
But I love chicken. I love fish. I lust Justin. It's lust because it's a cat. They don't fuck for emotional value. We know he's all had his broken.
I love Justin. I love chicken. I love fish. I am not a virgin because of Justin.
Speaking of which, is the reason that your cat Gizmo is still alive because he's longing to fuck you again?
It's from you shooting your load up his ass for so many years.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Matt's dropping ashtrays.
Matt, what the
anyway.
I was handing Justin the microphone.
Retard.
Good. Well, Jesus.
So happy there wasn't a cigar in there.
So, why everybody's at La Zen tonight paying $5 to see the same bands over
and
over
again.
You
have all these... check this out. You have all these rich white people acting poor, going to a Mexican club and acting black.
They don't act poor. They are fucking poor.
These kids, they dress like poor bastards, but mommy and daddy shells out all their cash for them for everything they want.
Unlike us, who don't have any money at all. What I was going to say was also...
Happy birthday to Adolf Hitler.
Oh, God, no!
This is 420. He was born on this glorious day in 1889.
Yes, we're going to take up one of his favorite hobbies later and all cross-dress together.
All cross-dress?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't him.
Bullshit,
that was
just throw that out there.
Was that Stalin?
That was J. Edgar Hoover that did that. The head of the FBI many years ago.
Okay, well, you know what? How about this? We'll dig up Eva Braun and we'll just gangbanger.
She was a good-looking bitch. I'd fuck her. And I'm queer, and I'm gay, and I'd bang her.
No, what I was going to say was...
Oh, they burned them up, remember? Supposedly.
Okay, so let's find the ashes and have some fun with that.
The Not For Our Podcast does not endorse the Nazi Party. And now that that's said, here's Justin.
Not endorse the Nazi Party.
Matt's a lie.
Here's some... here's Gerbert's... Gerbalt.
Heil Hitler.
Here's Gerbalt's pizza oven. For sale now to all you people out there.
No, what I was going to say earlier is...
9/11 was a big hoax created by the government.
Oh, my God.
Okay, just... I don't...
Get back to that in a minute. Let's just finish the sentence.
You know what? Because this deals on the Nazi thing, I've got... You know what? I tried to make this a good thing for this one friend of mine. His name was Aaron. He was Jewish. And he's like, I want to...
That's his misfortune.
Well, I know, but I was like... He's like, I want to open a pizza place. I'm like, Aaron, that sounds like a great idea, but let me ask you something. You're Jewish, right?
Yeah.
You know anything about pizza? Well, I have Italian family members, you know. Okay, that's cool. How do you feel about large ovens? Do they scare you? He's fine with that. I was like, well, I got a great, great business opportunity for you. What we're going to do here is we're going to call it Hollow Crust Pizza. Yes, come to Hollow Crust.
Wow. Holy shit.
Yeah, we're going to...
Enjoy a nice hot pizza.
We're right next door to Auschwitz.
No, but every pizza was going to be, like, the deep dish was going to be called the mass grave, the mass burial pizza. Like, yeah, pile your meats on there and go at it. No, it gets better, though, because I thought, okay, I was thinking.
People
was
like, are right not to listen to our show.
Well, he liked this idea. He genuinely
People love this
idea.
Show.
The best part about it, though, is that it makes it, it writes itself in commercials. Okay? Picture this, if you will. The screen comes up. You see the Berlin Wall, right? There's
Berlin
people
Wall's
everywhere.
Been gone since 89.
Yeah, but this is supposed to deal with Hitler's day and age. This is supposed to deal with Hitler's day and age. Remember that. Hitler's still alive to this pizza company.
Yep.
Hollow Crust Pizza. Okay, so it starts off and you hear that classic speech music that he was known for, that really Imperial March sounding bullshit. So he
fucking
steps
hate
out.
That stuff.
He steps out to his podium, right? He looks out and there's thousands of people.
You've lost control of the show.
Then he starts going off on the pizza deals. He starts talking about the different pizzas they offer, the different foods.
Yeah.
And he talks about, come down to Hollow Crust Pizza. We slash the prices in half. And
before.
Come down and enjoy a pizza and then racially cleanse with a beer. Like, it's perfect. It writes itself. So Hollow Crust Pizza. If Aaron is listening, which I know he's not, because
there's nothing
he's dead.
There's nothing better than a nice Hollow Crust beer.
You know what?
With a glass of ale to go with it.
You know what? Fuck it.
The extra garlic pizza was called the gas chamber. We already had these.
You know what? Fuck it. Tell us about how 9/11 was an inside job.
The Hawaiian pizza with the jalapenos on it was going to be called the... It was called the fucking, like... The
Flaming Hot.
Yeah, but it was dealing with the oven or some shit like that, or the fire hose or something like that.
Holy shit.
So, yeah, Hollow Crust Pizza. I think we should make this work. Jews make fun of Nazis now. They'd love the place. They'd be like, oh, they're making fun of Hitler.
Jews make fun of Italians. Jews are the reason why 9/11 was a cause. The Jews were told to stay home on 9/11, too.
We're going to be living with Jesse the Body Ventura here in a couple of weeks.
I hope so.
Hey,
I wish
Jesse,
come right through the door. I tell him how to get into Hangar 17 in New York.
It's your own fault.
Where the remains of the World Trade Center sit.
What was I going to say?
How the hell do I know?
Was it something sexually intended for cats?
All right, no.
Justin would like to say a few words out there. This is Justin, by the way.
My mom's cats are all fixed, so they can't be impregnated. And both of my mom.
Too bad Tammy wasn't fixed.
Who?
Tammy, Chris's wife.
I know. You should be fixed.
No, all right.
Breed just like cats.
Well, do it. All of my mom's and sister's cats are all male, so you can't do anything with them.
Fucking cat.
Fucking cats. Can I?
You know, first
it's
cats, then it becomes turtle children.
Fuck cats. Whatever.
Usually perverts start off on animals, and then they move on to children after that.
I don't know. If I had the option...
I don't care.
Like,
But Justin would never touch a child because he can't have any of his own.
Here.
Justin hasn't had an erection in the past decade, so...
No, if you put up a nice big Persian cat on the screen, that thing's probably like, huh. Like that shit shoots out like a pinky looking for an answer.
Like, it's more like this.
That's what I said. It's
I
a pinky looking for
an hangnail than what he has.
I see that the title run has made you a douche.
Right. I have to be heel. There's no good champion that's face.
Don't you
and Punk.
He'll be heel soon.
Wait a minute, Justin. Don't you and Matt share a douche together?
No. We share a girl.
No. What it is is Matt tells him to douche his vagina, and then when he doesn't agree, he smacks him in the face with the douche. That's the only sharing that is involved with the douche.
That's right.
What?
No, I'm starting to get myself confident.
What, you share the douche with Justin?
Now, can we let Justin fucking say the thing he wanted to say for a half an hour, and then we can let Anthony talk about how 9/11 was an inside job?
After I get a vodka, it's time for a cocktail. Justin, get...
No, you're good.
I believe blah, blah, blah. Well, that was the second time that I almost...
No, anyway, I was going to say... What I was going to say was, no matter what,
no matter how many cats you've molested, how much of the show you've lost control of.
No, whoever says, stuff, whoever out there is running around probably telling people that we don't, support bands and we don't do anything for bands is a fucking idiot, because we always play music. We're playing music tonight. On the show, we're playing music now. Fuck them. But, we did a year. And we got Gentile.
And we're done. We're out.
We're out. We're done. Hitler. No, this is great, though. I'm having fun. Superman, you're out in space saving us.
It was never real. Shut up.
You're out in space saving us, and you couldn't save my husband from cancer, so
Speaking of things that aren't real, talk about how 9/11 was an inside job.
Oh, I don't... What do we have to talk about?
Yeah. This is what people want
to
hear. This is what people care
about.
About
our gibberish.
Not our gibberish.
Still stand the fact... I like Ron Paul's beliefs, but I still stand by the fact that he's Magneto.
If I could vote, I'd vote for Ron Paul.
If I cared about voting, I'd vote for Ron Paul, but this electoral college bullshit, there's no point.
It doesn't matter.
I would vote for Voltron.
Wait, so Ron Paul was behind 9/11?
He's a 9/11 conspirator. He believes the government did it.
No, he tried to warn people about the shit, and they wouldn't listen.
Tell you what, we'll start off with that next. We're going to go play some music.
We all know it was a hoax.
We'll
be back. The assassination, and the Bible is the biggest prop in the history.
He's talking. Hold on. We'll be back. We're going to talk about that next. We're going to play some tunes. A lot of good music on the way. We'll be back. Not Fair, 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, we'll be back.
All right, hold on. We'll be back, Not Fair. Welcome back to Not Fair Radio Live, and listen to my radio.com. Soon to be podunkradio.com. Support stlucycounty.com. And matthatesblackpeople.com.
I don't have a problem with black people. I have a problem with the rich idiots.
Yeah, me too. So anyway, we're back with Gentile, me, and Matt Ferry is probably off talking to Jordan about sexy things and getting that belt he deserves so much.
And we're gonna talk about how 9/11 was an inside job.
Yeah, we can talk about how 9/11 was an inside job, Mr. 9/11 expert.
Yeah, 9/11 was the biggest inside job in the world.
And why was that?
All right, well, that was that. That's done.
Planes didn't take the buildings down. The buildings were blown up. They were imploded from the inside. They were detonated by charges, by super thermite, that burned the buildings down, burned the columns down.
Fascinating.
Who the hell is
bringing
my phone
there? A rapist.
And how do you know this?
Hello?
Tell you what, while he's on the phone, talking to somebody else. Are you on the phone?
Yeah.
He's on the phone. Well, this is one professional... This is one professional rig we got going on here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So let's see arrival time on those chicken wings.
No. What?
Let's see arrival time on those chicken wings.
It's almost done.
Okay.
We got chicken wings on the way. So, Anthony, what you drinking there? Beer?
Budweiser. The king
there
of
you
beers.
Go. King of beers.
With all the Budweiser right.
King of queers.
When it's not queer, you ought to look at the shirt you're wearing, bitch.
McPatches is not queer. McPatches is epically rural.
It's queer. Check your size between your legs. That's kind of queer. You'd definitely be a bottom, Justin.
Thank you. I'll tell you this. For 1 year, we... You know what? Let's do this. I'm going to list the accolades that not the podcast per se, or I'll even not even put the videos involved. I will just tell the acolytes that not for a
acolytes, the Farouk and Bradshaw, the acolytes.
Well, whatever you go, the accomplishments that just Not For Air Radio alone.
You have no accomplishments.
Alone. Very nice. Alone has done in this past year. Well, let's do this.
Well, we managed to drive Damien so up the wall that he's trying to sabotage us every turn.
You managed right. to
that one soon.
We did a live remote about 4.5 months every week at Redemption. I don't know how many hours that is, 2 hour shows each week, divided by that by, or times that by, I don't know, a lot of weeks. That's a lot. Oh, we did a complete live 10-hour broadcast at Mickey Finn straight.
Yeah, that was hell. We didn't even fucking get paid.
We get paid?
Much. Yeah, we got paid enough for fucking gas.
I think we got Wendy's.
Yeah, fucking bunch of bullshit.
There's nothing like a nice ice cold Budweiser. Cheers, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Cheers to my mother who's sleeping in Central Florida.
Here's the swimming with bow-legged women.
Swimming with bow-legged women?
Yeah.
Who the hell are we? Think we are? Quint from Jaws?
Yes.
Robert Shaw's been dead for like 35 years.
Oh, the shark guy.
Justin should know, he killed him.
Robert Shaw died of a heart attack, actually.
I thought the shark got him.
Shark did get him in the movie, got his ass. But he got the machete in that shark's head before he died. How I'd like to feel with Chris.
What's your favorite Quint quote again?
What was it? Taxi Jeremy Vance gonna have a heart attack when he sees what I brought him. That shark sank that fucking boat.
Yeah.
That shark fucked that boat up.
Yeah, he did. Started out with a transmission and shit out the back. But let's see, we did 10 hours live at Mickey Finn's. We did 5 months at Redemption. We succeeded in helping out with the zombie party and Halloween. We did live video with Halloween. We've done a lot of stuff in a year. I'm very proud of us.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, everybody. And to say that we don't help bands is bullshit. Just because nobody reposts anything or any of the interviews we do is stupid. But there are a couple really good bands.
You're too busy in the animal care facility, you know.
There are a couple good bands locally that help us that do appreciate it. We got the Ghetto Zombies, Break the Hero, Edge of Eternity, Sensory Defect, Support the Underground. So we're doing a lot of good with that, and we're going to keep going. We're on Podunk Radio. Now back to 9/11 being a what? Inside job?
9/11 was an inside job. It was the biggest inside job there was.
I think it was, you know what happened?
Yeah, those planes didn't take the Twin Towers down. The World Trade Center was destroyed by thermite plasma.
Somebody put the down brick. The shields on the planet. And then they flew it into the Death Star, and that's on 9/11. I don't know, Star Wars, everything.
2 weeks prior to 9/11, several floors in each tower were closed off in each building on the impact zone areas.
Yeah,
all he needed was somebody to plant the charges in the core of the building through the elevator shafts. That's what burned the building down. Should have fell on the president's head. Right in the fucking White House, right in the Oval Office while he was getting a blowjob or something.
So, let's talk about other things now.
Yeah, let's move on to happier subjects.
Yeah, let's talk about,
when was the last time you got laid, Justin?
Easter weekend.
Want to know when it was for me?
1998?
Try 2 years ago. My ex decided to get rid of me for crystal meth.
Oh, there you go.
Well, that's what drugs will do to you.
Drugs are bad.
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking silly.
Yeah, I couldn't get it up anymore anyway, so.
So, let me ask you a question. What's your favorite liquor?
My favorite liquor?
Yeah.
Jägermeister.
Do you remember when we all used to get drunk at the bowling alley in Jupiter?
Oh, that was me drinking Jägermeister. That was me drinking redheaded sluts all the time. Jäger, peach schnapps, and cranberry juice.
Yeah, that was actually fun back in the day, though.
Oh, yeah, I was a real fucked up.
We had a lot of good parties at your mom's house.
Shit. Yeah, I know, especially when Chad wasn't around trying to touch you, huh?
Yeah, that was a...
Yeah, he was talking to me instead.
That was a little awkward.
I know. He tried to touch me. Oh, shit. I remember you telling Shay he tried to touch me.
Shay's like,
go to sleep. And he came in and groped me. And
I remember when Kevin got you stuck.
Oh, yeah. Kevin got us. Yeah, that's been doing that a lot. I remember when Kevin got us. Remember Kevin got stuck in the fucking side of the road?
Vaguely. I was probably shit-faced.
Yeah, I also remember the time me, you, and Jay got chased by dogs because you can't keep your goddamn mouth shut.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Because you had to go pick up some underage girl or something.
Yeah. You were a pervert. You were a child.
I don't know. They were like 17.
Well, it starts with cats and it moves on to teenage girls.
She was like, what, 9 or something? Wait, did she even have her first pubic hair yet before you even touched her?
No, he likes that shit bald.
I know you like them bald. I mean, I liked it bald too at one time, but my girlfriend was old enough. We were both the same age in middle school.
All right, you know, but
she raped me anyways. It was okay.
But yeah, there's some fucking... Yeah, we had some great times in Jupiter. Yeah, Kevin did that. What else did he do?
Chris was always with me in the fucking bowling alley. That bastard should just die. I hope he dies right now while we're on live air.
We're still back there, aren't we?
I know. I hope he dies right now.
Look, he has his
at 11 shit. At 11:02 p.m. on 4/20. I hope he dies right now.
You know what?
Now,
it's okay
minute.
Because...
And I hope somebody catches on live video cast and posts it on Facebook so I can save the link and watch it over and over and over and over again.
But here's the best thing. I was going to say about those days was... You know, there was no Facebook back then. But everybody knew how to get a hold of everybody. Everybody just walk around and... It's
yeah,
good.
We picked up our fucking cell phones or...
We just drove.
Got in our goddamn car.
Remember that time? I think we made it from Shay's house to your house in Jupiter in like 3 minutes on 95 from
I know. My mother went through that living hell from BGA Boulevard one time with him in my sister's car going 116. My mother was smacked the shit out of him when she got out of the car. She got from like her store to like
couple.
Jupiter in like 8 minutes and she was real pissed. She went to beat the shit out of him.
Living hell?
Huh?
Living hell, you say?
Living hell. I don't like going that fast. I drove 85 on 95. That was more than enough for me.
Then there was that slut, Kristen.
I know, she was always mad at me because I was always stealing her boyfriend. He was always sucking my dick.
No.
Hey, her boyfriend tried to quote me all the time. So
yeah,
I
know.
Me roadhead all the time.
But you know what? Chris has got his ultimate fate. Chris knocked up the worst person in history. Second worst girl to knock up in history. Denise is number one.
Who's Denise?
The one, my ex-girlfriend.
The one who was having the puppy.
The one who was having the puppy.
I didn't knock her up. It wasn't mine.
You knocked her up. You knocked her up before then,
huh?
No, but Chris's girlfriend, Stanley.
Here's a nice hint for you. They sell things called Trojans. Be safe. Wear a condom. Trojan's the only one that don't break. Durex break all the time.
Exactly. Jesus.
They're cheap shit. All
right. We're going to play more music, and then we're going to...
But we still love you, Justin.
Fuck.
What? You have any idea what the hell you're doing here?
Yeah, I do. This thing keeps fucking up on me.
It's all right. We're all fucked up. I'm trying to get fucked up and drunk.
We'll be back now for... And welcome back to Not For Air Radio. Listen
welcome back to Ghost and
com.
Shit.
Oh, sorry.
Welcome back to Ghost and Shit.
Ghost and Shit. Ghost and Shit. You like Ghost and Shit?
Huh?
You like Ghost and Shit?
Welcome back
ghost
to Ghost and Shit.
Ghost and Shit.
Welcome back to Ghost and Shit, where I yell at a wall for 30 minutes. 30 fucking minutes! You know what I say to that wall? I say, come out, wall! Come out of that closet! Come fight me, Wall!
Take it easy, brother.
And while that's going on, he is just excited because he got his belt.
No, I'm not done with the ghost!
The belt. Let's talk
ghost
about,
and shit!
Let's talk about the belt.
Ooh, yeah! Brother!
I don't think Justin gets a microphone this time.
Nope. You, with the hat.
Just run the equipment there, monkey boy.
That's Catboy. Get it right, Matt.
I need a cigarette. Can I have a cigarette?
I don't have them.
They'll threaten us. They'll threaten us. There's like 4 of us around you. We'll beat your ass.
We should all.
Tonight, on Ghost and Shit, we beat Justin to the brink of death. And then bring him back. And then beat him to death again. In such a traumatic way.
We'll throw you to Jaws. See if that'll save your ass.
We'll play it in such a traumatic way. And then we will try to communicate with you.
Jaws,
on Ghost and Shit.
Brought to you by the WWE.
That's not real either. That's another conspiracy.
Brought to you by years and years of dick sucking.
No, that's cat fucking. That's
Ghost and Shit.
Does.
No, he's not part of Ghost and Shit.
You are not part of Ghost and Shit, Justin.
Yeah, but I'm the one that can do the angry beef man voice.
can do it. Here,
so, Justin, when was the last time you ever saw it go up?
Are you talking about his cat again?
Him getting an erection.
I'd like to point out that this whole ghost hunting thing is just a massive waste of time.
Thanks.
No ghosts.
Thanks.
No ghosts.
I've seen some weird shit. I'm skeptic too. But I've seen some shit that's not, I'm not saying it's ghosts, but I've seen some unexplained shit.
Did you see some shit that would turn me white like a Ghostbusters?
Let's see. I got thrown down a staircase once by something I couldn't see.
This is a way more interesting story. Let's go into this.
Okay. So I may or may have not been drunk.
He was.
I was. No, I was homeless for like a week or two, and I stayed at this. I stayed at this house. Yeah, no, I was smart about it. I went to an abandoned house and stayed there. You know. And then I walked to Flying J, which was a
long
time.
You went to a murder house.
Yeah, it was a murder house actually. Yeah. There were still brains.
It was the birthplace of crack, probably.
No.
It was the birthplace of crack.
No. See, it was
that is Detroit.
It was his house in Fort Pierce.
This
that's
is Florida,
heroin.
Not
wrong,
Detroit.
Wrong,
there was this house in Fort Pierce where this guy shot and killed his daughter and shot his wife. He's now in prison in Orlando. But the brain matter
Wait,
from the
back
daughter.
Up. He killed someone in Fort Pierce, so they put him in prison in Orlando.
Yeah.
No, that's the central control. That's central control of this state. That's where they send you before they ship you off to another facility in Florida.
What is that? Proof that I was right about this whole situation? No,
yes.
Anyway. So I'm saying
I
at this house.
I didn't
Matt's
say you were wrong.
Right,
I just thought
saying.
It was kind of weird.
No, yeah. They sent him to Orlando. He's in this, like...
Orlando for the processing station, and then they ship you wherever the hell they want to in this state.
The moon.
We're moving to Tampa.
Yeah,
right,
as far as I know, he's in that that one prison on I-90 on the side of I-95.
You guys want to hear me about
Orlando
ABCs?
With all the razor wire and shit all over the place that looks like a honeycomb.
What
I don't know if you've seen it.
It's
up on I-95 near Orlando.
So you were in the
I-95 doesn't go near Orlando. That's 520.
When you're going up to Orlando.
So you're
on I-95. Okay, maybe not Orlando.
I-95 is like 40 miles.
It's near the cutoff of Orlando, okay? It's
Whatever,
up in that direction.
So,
I have a really legitimate question. Who the hell is this guy?
Oh, he's from episode 14.
What? Who is he?
We're done. He's me and Matt's good friend Anthony. And he was on the episode 14.
I like my white mic.
I didn't get to finish my story.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. This is.
I'm just gonna tell you the story on the mic.
It's one of the highest rated episodes. It's the one where it says Gentile will cut a bit.
Story they didn't.
On the phone, we called him up. Yeah, that's him, live in person.
You look like a rabbi.
Okay, and now Matt is gonna finish his story about the goddamn murder house.
Hilton.
Wait, I want to hear this.
Martin County Hilton.
All of you, shut up. I want to.
Yeah, I want to hear the story about the murder house.
Shut up.
Okay, so. I'm staying at this house, and every night I hear whistling from a little girl, which is creepy enough because I know the history of the house. So I'm like, all right, that's creepy as shit. And then I didn't pay any mind to it because that could have just been wind, whatever. Then you'd hear creaking and shit in the house. I could just be it settling. It's a fucking old house. I was walking down the stairwell in the kitchen. Mind you, there's no guardrail or anything on this stairwell because that's how old the house is. The stairs didn't have guardrails.
Right.
So I walk down the stairs, or getting ready to, and I'm at the top, and I'm looking down because it's dark. I'm trying to get my eyesight right.
Because I assume the house had no power at this point.
No.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I feel a shove in my back. The staircase goes down like this and cuts around and back into the kitchen. I flew down the stairs, like, doing the whole running thing, trying to keep my balance, smacked into the wall, turned around, and landed on a whole bunch of broken glass in the kitchen. Don't know how it happened, why it happened, but something shoved me.
Why was there broken glass in the kitchen?
Because right after it was abandoned in the 80s, it became a party house, and over years and years of parties there.
For some reason, every party in the 80s, they broke windows.
There was fucking glass everywhere.
This house has been abandoned since the 80s.
Yeah.
It's not there anymore.
It's not there anymore. They tore it down. You've probably been to this house. It's down by the turnpike.
It's probably a conspiracy by 9/11.
It's a two-story house. You walk in through the back because the front door is blocked off.
Yeah, I've been to that house.
Yeah.
I've been to that house. We went to go look for Ghost of Chet. Well, Jeff and Danielle went to go look for Ghost of Chet. I was like,
should
we be doing something more constructive with our time?
But regardless, it's a nice house.
Was it Danielle?
Was it, wait, Danielle who?
Glover, you know Danielle.
Who?
You don't know her. Never mind.
Is she hot?
It's awesome.
By Justin's standards or by our standards?
I liked her because she could beat me up.
That's kind of hot.
Justin, to you, a hole in the wall is hot. Doesn't make any difference.
I would fuck a snake if you held
his mouth. Look at that hole in the wall over there.
its carpet matches its drapes.
Justin, there's a Persian cat going by too. You it's either the cat.
Listen, man.
The pool table.
Don't
right
leave
right
the
here.
Poor cat alone.
Yeah, they were taken by ghosts and shit.
Yeah. No, the pool table is right here. But last week I was telling.
You were sticking you were sticking the hole in the eight ball,
Anastasia,
huh?
Girl,
last week Justin was trying to tricks to get.
I was gonna like paw the pool table because I was alone.
Okay,
so. Oh my god.
I know she's not, because
Justin,
she's
if you're
not,
alone,
but
get
if this chick Anastasia
someone.
Is listening, Justin now has a girlfriend. But me and my girlfriend are looking for someone else. So
is this his left hand or his right hand?
And I'm in an open relationship, so. Just throwing that out there.
So
your whole world.
Just for the record, all you
Matt,
fine
just
bitches.
Just turn around, your whole world's an open book.
Hold on! I have an announcement for all you fine ass bitches out there.
That's
me, that Matt and Matt are both in open relationships, so all
Hells
you fine ladies hit
Justin
them up.
Justin needs to suck it.
That's because they're both gay, that's why.
Suck it, Trebek.
He's I'm my good. Husband. He's not gay.
No, Justin and Matt are gay.
No.
I don't know
I talk
Matt.
To his girlfriend
so
for like 3 hours every week. I love his
You know
girlfriend.
They sleep together. You know Justin's the bottom.
No. I'll tell you exactly what happens. I go in my room, then about
you share the bubble bath together.
Anyway, I go in my room, and this happens like every night. The door opens. Justin, go the fuck to bed. I'm not having gay sex with you, you fucking moron. I'm not gay. And then he cries and goes to work.
And then all of a sudden in the background you hear,
sorry, Justin.
Yeah, he's laughing and having a good time because he's getting laid now, so it works.
He's not getting laid. She's in bureau.
Oh. Well, to this Courtney chick, lay him. He needs it.
Please.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Once a month, he'll be fine.
Which one was it? Was it Courtney or Christina that you banged on Easter? Okay.
No, Christina. Which one? Hey, which
that
one?
Never happened.
Justin, which one was it? Was it Fluffy or Mittens that you banged on Easter?
Hey, Justin, you know, to tell you the
truth. Dogs, too. And
tell
like
you the truth,
fish
Justin.
And ducks. I love ducks.
Justin, to tell you the truth. You know, if you weren't as chubby and
wait,
a little more attractive, I'd bang the hell out of you.
Wait, if you're into,
but I don't do my friends.
If you're into ducks, does that mean duck hunts like porn to you?
No, he does cats. Get it right, not dogs.
So when you're sticking it in, do you spread the crack cheeks, quack cheeks?
You like that tickle from that furry hole?
That was
the
worst joke ever.
Yeah, so I don't see you telling any smartass.
Does
Justin,
she go down on
Justin shit.
Justin, but serious. If you were my type and you were my friend, I'd bang the hell out of your friend. Bang the hell
so
out
Justin
of
like
you.
So Justin
like But
ducks?
I don't do charity work.
Tonight on Ghost and Shit, see three hot paranormal investigators go down on my dick to get a job.
Tonight on Ghost and Shit, hear the house settling and plumbing.
Tonight on Ghost and Shit, a rat scurries past my foot and I flip the fuck out. Now, then watch the rest of the match with the rat in me.
Tonight on Ghost and Shit, watch Elijah Burke run away. And then next year, watch CM Punk make sarcastic comments to fucking ghosts.
Tonight on Ghost and Shit, Burt Reynolds pops a heart on. Why is that on Ghost and Shit? Because that's more believable than paranormal.
After his hairpiece falls off.
No, but seriously, about Ghost Adventures, you know the one thing I love about that show? You know that fat guy that does the camera looks like Lance?
They just leave him there for everything.
He's always in like, all right,
I feel bad for that guy.
I'm going to go in this room.
Do this
we're
going
to do this. You're going in the basement again. What the fuck do I do?
If I make a parody of this now,
like
I'm
going to
have a fat, very superstitious...
More than one episode, they throw that guy in the goddamn basement. It's like, you're going in that room, the death room alone. He's like... What the fuck did I do? No, bro.
See, if I do a parody of this, I'm going to have a fat Mexican guy. I'm going to have Richard. Richard's going to act like a fat, like, paranoid, superstitious, like, Spanish guy.
How are we going to stuff in that room?
Oh, Richard.
Be like, Richard, you were going into that crawl space by yourself. Man, I wouldn't even fit. Get in there. Do it for the team.
The cameraman.
I can't
do
fit
the
in
camera.
There because of these guns.
Yes.
On Ghost and Shit.
This
I'm wearing
music sucks.
Shirt way too small for me.
You know what's just like paranormal on Ghost and Shit? Watch my muscles get bigger as I don't lift weights. It's paranormal.
Hey, you guys know we've been listening to the same song for like 8 minutes?
Yes, because it's haunted and it's ghosts and shit. You know who gives a damn? Ghosts. Because they give conspiracies.
And shit.
Because ghosts created every conspiracy known to man. Tonight on Ghosts and Shit.
I want to be in the disparity of Ghosts and Shit.
tonight at Ghost and Shit. We put tinfoil hats on and go into the future and meet the ghost of Christopher Lloyd.
I'm not a ghost.
I've been dead for years.
You don't get a mic.
You know what? You know what? I know what it is. Tonight on Ghosts and Shit, we'll finally explain how Keith Richards could be dead for years but walking around.
Keith Richards has been dead for 40 fucking years. The man smokes so goddamn much he should turn into a fucking factory.
Tonight on Ghosts and Shit, we investigate the most haunted place in the world, the Addams Family Mansion.
I swear to God, if Keith Richards could put his mouth on top of one of the smokestacks at Port Elizabeth in New Jersey, he could turn into one of those goddamn stacks. He smokes so damn much.
Tonight on Ghosts and Shit, we will explain how the Monsters Mansion could suddenly be a house on Desperate Housewives.
In the main event of Ghosts and Shit, we slaughter a kitten after Justin rapes it. And we wanted to see if cats come back from the dead.
Wallop. Do the EVP of what sounds like a meow.
While a Persian cat
in the background.
While a Persian cat stands by and watches.
PETA are just like ghosts.
While a Siamese and Persian cat stand by near and watch.
Tonight on Ghosts and Shit, we kill animals and we bury them in a pet cemetery. Well, I didn't sign up for that. Wait, that shit doesn't go right.
Tonight on the last ever episode of Ghosts and Shit, we investigate Crystal Lake.
Tonight on Ghosts and Shit, we investigate the mystery behind the life of the Muppets.
Tonight on the season finale of Ghosts and Shit, we watch Chris Mullen's execution live in front of a CSX train while he's stuffing a fucking taco from Taco Bell in his mouth.
He's confessing the whole crime before it happens.
Oh, I only wish that he'd go that way. Hopefully not while he's stuffing his mouth. I hope he gets the taco about a centimeter from his mouth. Chris Mullen, the asshole who caused me to get put in jail. That scumbag.
Ghost and Shit, what the
fuck? No, not Ghost and Shit. Two lesbians go at it.
But are they alive or dead?
Tonight on Ghost and Shit, I got a protest.
Hey, baby, want to get
Ghost and Shit, how does Criminal Mind stay on the air?
Tonight, I like Criminal tonight, Mind. Spencer Reed isn't in
tonight on Ghost and Shit, that's how I bear back Justin Jordan bareback.
You don't like Reed?
No, but here's my problem with Criminal Minds. Is that I will Joe tell you every episode, and it's not because Craig is the main character.
Tonight, on Ghost and Shit, watch how I bear back Justin McFadden's Jordan.
He'd bust into a shack. He'd be like, "You're a serial killer. You killed my father. Prepare to die." And then he gets into a sword fight and
yeah,
shit.
But no.
He meets Wesley Crusher, and then like,
I know that was Crusher. I will tell you every episode of Criminal Minds. They all go like this. Someone has been found dead. Quick. Call the greatest FBI profile team of all time. Buy in. Well, this guy is overly helpful. Well, he is helping us. Blah, blah, blah. One of us gets kidnapped. Oh, it was the guy who was overly helpful. You'd think we would have noticed that since all our cases go like this. Greatest FBI profilers in history. Dark, dark, dark. On the plane. There. That's every episode of Criminal Minds.
But Mandy Patinkin.
But he's right.
What about Ghosts and Shit?
Tonight on Ghosts and Shit. We inspect Mandy Patinkin's dying career and ask it why.
Why did you leave the show? There was too much violence. You're an actor.
We couldn't get Mandy Patinkin, so we just channeled him through a psychic.
Wait, I got a question though. Which
Hank Azaria is apparently a perfectly fine replacement for Mandy Patinkin.
Hank Azaria's not on the show.
Hank Azaria's not on it. That's Joe Montana. That's,
you know what? They're the same dude.
No, they're not. One of them's Uncle Joe, or not Uncle Joe. What the fuck is his name? The Mafia, Uncle Tony. The main character of that show.
Sopranos?
No, not a Sopranos. Uncle Tony from The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah. So what I was
Joe Montana.
What I was going to say was, which is worse?
Oh, 302.
Yep.
Tony Montana was in The God.
What I was going to say was...
Yep.
What I was going
to... Like I always tell Justin, if we all go out with our girlfriend, you have to start with three.
Wait, what?
Hey, when you and Matt have your next high school reunion, I'll date both of you at the same time.
Wait, what happened next time you guys go?
When we do the count, we gotta start with us three. If we're all together with our girlfriends.
I'm not doing a cat. You can do the cat all you
count.
Want.
He said count. I know how you would hear cat given his history.
I thought he said cunt. Yeah. Sorry.
No, I would do cunt all day long.
Cunt. Yeah.
I will eat cunt. I will lick cunt. I will.
How are you, music?
I will fuck cunt.
Answer me.
Cunt, and if pissed off, I will punch cunt.
Actually, speaking of, my cunt is going to be getting eaten in like an hour.
From what I understand, your cunt is destroyed.
Oh.
Tonight on Ghost
Matt
and Chet.
Matt fucked me four times yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, but to be
tonight
honest,
on Ghost
did you
meet Bill
like
Murray
to
give us a straight butts and answer?
Ghost and
Jesus
Chet.
Jesus Christ.
He's not here. He's somewhere else. Who the fuck cares?
No, I'm not.
Macho Man,
stop putting it in my mouth. Oh, and you know, I was going to ask, like, did you meet her at a club or a bar, or did you actually know her?
No, some bitch I knew in school.
Oh, see, because if I threw up on the chick's vagina, I'd just be like, sorry.
I went on her, the wall, the floor, the bed, and
that's
everywhere.
Just,
I don't know.
That's
don't know,
when you just look at the puke and you're like, what is this? Your vagina's so dirty, and you leave.
I don't know. It only lasted
that's
about...
That's a deal breaker.
I don't know. It only lasted about 30 seconds.
Like
it only
Chris.
Lasted
well,
about 30
seconds. Well, there's a reason. I'm not going to say the reason, but there's
no,
a reason.
No, I only stuck my face there once.
What the
no
fuck?
Offense, and it just... I have no idea. Something went wrong, and I just... it was stolen. I just couldn't do it anymore.
Where are you going?
But I didn't want to stick my dick there.
This music is terrible. Ghost and shit.
You can have that mic. You can have that mic. I don't care what the hell mic you have.
I like metal pieces.
And dead air.
Well, ghost and shit.
Dead air. My real one to be like.
No.
So what's his worst?
I got raped a couple weeks
right.
ago.
Why? I have a question. Ghost Adventures or what was the other one? That
raped me has been too fucking long.
Paranormal. What was the other one?
Ghost and shit.
No, there was Ghost Adventures, and the other one was Paranormal...
Expedition?
No, the one that was in Ghost Hunters. It was on, like, A&E.
Oh, Paranormal State?
Yeah, that was terrible.
I will beat that fucker. Who the fuck is going to believe a psychic named Joe Coffee? The guy has two names that symbolize coffee.
Yeah, sure.
You can't take that seriously.
I have a ghost-related question. Would Bill Murray just fucking make up his mind on Ghostbusters 3 one way or the other? No, because in a new interview, he's like, oh, it's a possibility. You're just fucking with us now.
This movie's supposed to come out in like 8 months.
Jesus Christ. Make up your goddamn mind, Bill Murray.
Well, you know, it turns out that the movies that I did that I thought were artsy actually were shit, and I need a new movie.
Make up your fucking mind already.
My mind is made up.
Dead air. On Ghost and shit.
Bill Murray.
They look the same.
They're not the same. Bill Murray's an old has-been from fucking Ghostbusters. You need to get rid of his ass. His hairpiece is about to blow the fuck off.
He doesn't have a hairpiece, he's bald.
Bullshit, his fucking hairpiece blew off at Kingpin with fucking Woody Harrelson.
It was supposed to.
Yeah.
It was a
We're talking movie. About Ghostbusters, though.
That bitch was so fucked up in that fucking movie.
I love that movie.
The movie's
that
good.
Man couldn't achieve an erection if fucking Gandhi came back to life tomorrow.
I don't think Gandhi would incite an erection in me either.
Gandhi was gay too.
I know, but he's all skin
King
and bones.
Kingpin's where Woody Harrelson's hand comes off in the bowling ball,
yeah,
right?
The bowling ball.
This goes with females too. I wouldn't, if some girls like skin and bones like Gandhi was, like I wouldn't fuck anything where I could see my dick come out of their stomach, you know? Like that's just... If there's a bump like in Aliens, I wouldn't want to see that.
Well, like, you're like fucking their kidney. It's all right. It's pretty good, you know. You're like,
it's like Clerks. I think you can see your kidney from here.
How do you always have these two-looking girls fucking over you? It was Hidley as fucking shot I've ever seen.
Smashed into their liver. It was pretty damn good. Dude, they had the biggest orgasm in their fucking world.
No,
this is just going with the podcast. I'll take all the breaks and make an episode out of it.
And for some reason, I was having.
We're gonna take all the breaks. We're gonna make an episode out of it.
So the nurse is like sitting there. She's like, I need
to
pull
your
knees up to your chest and lay on your side. I'm like, all right. It's going to be gentle. So I looked at her. I was like, as a joke, just being friendly. I looked at her and goes, be careful. Be gentle. It's my first time. Apparently, she didn't like hearing that because all I felt was what felt like a fist going. She swears it was only one finger. But I swear to God, that was like a whole fist up in there.
So, I got
nothing. No. Justin, how many times have you been fist fucked?
Fist fucked what? Me? No.
No, just paw fucked by Kat.
Come on. Justin, just paw fucked. Did the claws tear up your sphincter on the way in?
No.
Just for you, I invented a new sign.
Oh, you had them declawed. That's right.
Dubstep or you're out.
It's cat step.
No.
Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow. So, Justin molests cats.
Justin's been fucking cats since I've known him since he was 15. That was, long ago.
Justin, I'd like to point something out to you.
2 years. I don't know.
You're the one who wanted him here.
Yeah. I haven't been late in 2 years, I should say.
I don't know what to tell you.
This is all you.
You can be next.
No.
You're still all right, Dustin. You're still my friend.
I know.
Okay, bye.
So anyway, I guess this is going to wrap up our thing here.
Ghost and shit.
Ghost and shit.
Tonight on Ghost and Shit.
9/11 is still a big old hoax. The Twin Towers were destroyed by controlled demolition.
And ghosts and shit.
Yeah, that's right. Ghosts and shit.
But you know what? We had a good anniversary. It's been a year. Not for Air is fantastic. Not for Air Radio. We'll be back in a couple months for the Not For Air podcast 2-year anniversary.
Woo!
August. This time we won't get into a physicality at your whoever's house you're going to be at, so that'll be nice this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Matt and Justin beat each other up last year.
How old is she, 18?
If anybody's touching that,
she's going to be 19.
Fuck each other while they're wearing dresses.
For the record, your sister's off.
She's going to be 19.
That's cool. Your sister's off.
In February.
I got a girlfriend.
Wait.
You're awesome. I'm with Jordan, and I have a better sister, a better chance with her sister than you do.
That's important shit right there.
Hmm. If I go down the street, we can go across the hall.
Yeah, I'm good. Anyway.
Next time on Ghost and
Next
Shit.
Time on Ghost and
Next
shit.
Time on Ghost and Shit.
We're going to anally probe Justin, and it's really going to be alien.
There's steroids in my system. Next week on Ghost and Shit, I'm still being pulled in by those three hot chicks trying to get a job.
Next time on Ghost and Shit, we all stand around and watch while Justin
Next time on Ghost and Shit, Justin's not going to be here because I'm going to beat his ass.
Paw fuck, I should say.
For raping that cat.
So is your favorite, place, where's Nantucket? Is your favorite place in the country?
Go on, Justin. We all know you love to go to Key West to serve out.
Goodbye, Matt.
To be with all those Persian cats.
Goodbye, Matt. Goodbye, Gentile.
We know they're all violent. They love you.
What the fuck do you want?
Oh, we're leaving. Not for air is done. Well, goodbye. We're out.
I'm going to murder
you. I love you, Justin.
Goodbye. We'll be back.
We still love
another
you,
day. Not for air. Best in the world. Bye.
And Fabian's in the graveyard. She's waiting for me up there.